You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The House of Representatives flipped from Republican to Democrat on Tuesday, and New York's 22nd congressional district contributed to the shift in political power. Democrat Anthony Brindisi defeated incumbent Claudia Tenney.
We started this campaign together with just one idea that we were going to put the working people, the middle class, ahead of the special interests, and I think we showed that tonight.
In New York's 24th, however, the district stayed red. John Katko was elected for a third term over Democrat Dana Balter.
The House flipped tonight, okay, so I'm going to be in a minority, but that doesn't change a thing about how I'm going to act, right? Since the moment I went into Congress, I said I was going to work in a bipartisan manner, and I'm going to continue to do that.
The Democrats will also now hold the majority in the New York State Senate, and Rachel May will take office in the 53rd State Senate District.
There's a whole lot of legislation that has been blocked in the Senate for years, so I'm mostly excited at first just to be having hearings on some of those things, like better voting laws for the state, better ways of funding our public schools, and criminal justice reform. There's a whole lot of things that we can move to that have been ignored for a long time in the state Senate.
Bob Antonacci beat Democrat John Mannion by a slim margin in the 50th State Senate District.
I represent everybody, but I did the same thing as Comptroller. You know, hopefully I can win them over as I go and show them what I can do. You know, it was an open seat, so there was a lot of uncertainty on who the two candidates were. A lot of money was spent, but the bottom line is I will represent everybody in this district.
Locally, Gene Conway was reelected as Onondaga County Sheriff, Democrat Ann Magnarelli was elected City Court Judge, and Democrat Michael Green was elected Counselor at Large. Democrats also did well running for statewide offices. Incumbent Andrew Cuomo will serve his third term as Governor of New York State after beating out GOP candidate Mark Molinaro. Cuomo received over 60% of the vote. And voters elected Letitia James to the office of New York State Attorney General. She makes history by becoming the state's first African-American woman to hold the office. James beat out Republican candidate Keith Woodford by a double-digit margin. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.